The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I mentioned in the introduction today, we are celebrating this fourth Sunday of Easter, also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Typically, we hear Jesus referred to as the Good Shepherd. In this case, he himself refers to himself that way in today's gospel reading from John. But also, we are in the month of May, and a month that is dedicated to Mary, our mother, and the mother of God. This past Wednesday, we had a beautiful mass and prayer service where our school children crowned an image of Mary. The image that is here in our church also has a crown of flowers on it. And then, of course, as I also mentioned, today we honor our own mothers as well on this Mother's Day. So let me take a moment and talk about how all of those things are kind of connected. Let me start off with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, of course, was given a special gift, a singular gift. At her conception, she was conceived without the stain of original sin. This, of course, was the way that God prepared her as a worthy vessel for the Son of God to be conceived in her womb. But also, her being conceived immaculately also meant that she was a worthy mother, the best possible mother for Jesus, her Son. We see in the Gospels Mary living out that role as mother of Jesus. She cared for him, nurtured him, and protected him. Whether we begin all the way back at the infancy narratives, and of course along with her husband Joseph, how the Holy Family was protected from Herod's wrath, how she worried about him when she couldn't find Jesus, along with the family in the caravan as they were returning home from Jerusalem. And then, of course, we know that Mary was one of those who continued to accompany her Son as he began his public ministry. Think of the emotion she had, the awe when she sees her Son able to feed a huge multitude of people with just a few loaves. Imagine the pride in her heart when she sees Jesus reaching down at and grasping the hand of the man who was lame, unable to walk for decades, and pull him upright, curing him from that, allowing that man now to return to his own family. But Mary also got the opportunity to experience the other emotions that mothers are very familiar with. She experienced fear as she started hearing about the murmurs amongst the chief priests and elders of the people who wanted Jesus taken out. And that fear reached a crescendo when Jesus is arrested, brought before the Roman governor, and convicted. Mary followed his path along that hill up to Calvary, most especially commemorated in the fourth station over here, where Jesus and his mother share some words that are lost to us. But she continued on that journey with him all the way up to Calvary. Imagine the heart-rending, you know, her heart being ripped apart as she saw, blow by blow, the nails being hammered into his hands and in his feet. And then, of course, she stood at the foot of the cross, many times commemorated in Station 12 over here, along with his beloved disciple, who we identify as John. And one of the last things that Jesus did before he died, "Here is your mother. Here is your son." Thus ensuring that his earthly mother, of course, was cared for, but also at that very moment, Mary took on a responsibility. A responsibility to be the mother of not just Jesus, not just John, but all of those people that believe that Jesus is the Messiah and through baptism have been given the gift of eternal life. Then we fast forward a few days. Imagine the joy in Mary's heart when she now is reunited with Jesus after he has been raised from the dead. And then, of course, finally, after her work on this world was over, Jesus welcoming her into heaven and crowning her as Queen of Heaven. In Mary, Jesus' mother, she experienced, as I said, all of the emotions, the struggles, and the joys of mothers. But she was able to do so most perfectly because she was conceived without the stain of original sin. She was able to raise her son and show him how to be compassionate, how to be forgiving, how to treat each other with love and respect. Yes, Jesus was the Son of God, but he was also human, which meant he learned. And the lessons that he learned inside of that holy family are lessons that he then shared with people in his public ministry. As Good Shepherd, Jesus cares about all of his sheep. He talks about in parables how the Good Shepherd will leave the 99 and run off to find the one who was lost, putting him on his shoulders and carrying him back. He talks about how there will be great rejoicing in heaven when just one sinner repents and the Good Shepherd brings them back to the fold. But of course, Jesus as Good Shepherd gives us the greatest gift, the gift of eternal life. Where Jesus has already traveled, he is now ready to lead us, his current flock, to that same gift of eternal life in heaven. In the Good Shepherd, we have someone who learned from his mother. And we have a mother who so perfectly was able to be the mother of the Messiah because of what God had given her. Mary, of course, is the model of all mothers. She is the perfect mother. I'm sure that all of us can think of times when we have experienced the care, the nurturing, and the protection that Mary gave her son Jesus in our own lives. As I was reflecting on this homily, a couple of images came to mind, a couple of scenes from my earliest days of life. One of those scenes was my sister on her bicycle, just tearing down our driveway, She got a little too close to the mailbox and just smacked it with her head. She, of course, lay on the ground yelling and screaming, blood flowing from the cut of her head. Of course, Mom heard that and immediately ran out, grabbed her in her arms while the blood was soaking the front of her blouse, and taking her inside, all the while telling her it's going to be okay. And by the way, my mom could handle just about anything, whether it is people throwing up, whether it is blood, but one thing she could not handle. One day I remember my brother and I were running through the house. One of us did not quite make it through the doorway, instead ran right into the door jamb with our head. Immediately a big bump started coming, and the fact that I can't remember who probably means it was me. Mom's response to that was to go to the refrigerator, get some ice, put it in a cloth, and says, "Here, wait, put it on your head until your father gets home." Because she would admit that if she even looked at that bump, she would faint. All of us have those memories of our mothers caring for us, nurturing us, and protecting us. But we also know none of our mothers are perfect, just as none of us are perfect. We all are sinners. We all fall short. But we have a great advocate in heaven. I mentioned to you that Mary, from the very moment that Jesus says, "Here is your son," took on the responsibility of being mother to all of Jesus' disciples. I would guess the very first thing she did once she got to heaven was run up to God and start talking in his ear, "This person needs some help. This person needs you," etc. She is probably wearing out his ears talking about her children that are still on earth. She is our truly greatest advocate in heaven because she is speaking to our Heavenly Father with the love of a mother, and she so desperately wants to see each of us join her Son, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit in heaven for all eternity. My dear friends, this truly is a day of great rejoicing. We give thanks to God for the gift of the Good Shepherd, our Savior Jesus Christ, who through his sacrifice is now offering us through our baptism the gift of eternal life. And we give thanks to God for our own mothers who nurtured and cared and protected us throughout our lives. But we especially give thanks to God for giving us the perfect mother, the mother who now is in heaven, interceding on all of our behalfs, ready to welcome us when we reach those gates. We are truly blessed as a family because we have a brother who saves us and a mother who awaits our return to heaven.